It's Central Time. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we find out what the discovery of a lost J.R.R. Tolkien recording reveals about the beloved Lord of the Rings author's life and thoughts.
First, after 16 years of below average water levels in the Great Lakes, we're finally seeing somewhat of a turnaround, and that could be good news for boaters and shippers.
Thanks to a variety of factors, water levels are on the rise, with Lakes Superior, Michigan, and Huron at levels about a foot higher than a year ago. So what's behind the rising waters, and will the trend continue?
Joining us now to talk more about this story is Erin Coy. She's the O'Brien Fellowship intern at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where she's been covering the Great Lakes. Erin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, water levels are up in the lakes. How big of a rise have we seen? We've seen a foot in the last year, but how does that compare to, say, the last decade?
The last decade, we've been down. This might not sound like a big number, but jump at least. We've been down since 1998 at about 579 feet, and then now we're back to 709 feet, but about 2 years ago, it was about 577, which 2 feet doesn't seem like a lot, but it's, to put it into inches, 12 to 24 inches is a lot for the Great Lakes.
Yeah, and what accounts for that? Why are we seeing rises this year?
Well, this year we're in particular seeing rises because of all the ice that's been on the Great Lakes. Over 90% of the lakes this year were covered in ice, which is the second highest on record. And plus this early spring and into the summer, we've had about 18 inches of rain. That's mostly in the southeastern Wisconsin area, but it's probably pretty similar around the Great Lakes.
And as I understand it, having so much ice, which covered about 92% of the Great Lakes, has helped stave off water evaporation, but also cloud cover is a factor here, too. How has cloud cover been a factor?
Yes, yes. According to one of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration researchers, he told us that for about 12 years now, there's been some low cloud coverage over the Great Lakes, which means more water is being evaporated and more water is moving out than is actually coming in. So that's been a huge factor in low lake levels.
And what will this mean for the way in which we have been using the Great Lakes? As I understand it, there may not be as much dredging necessary.
Yeah, we've had a lot of dredging for shipping canals, especially coming through the St. Lawrence Seaway into the Great Lakes, up through the Sault Ste. Marie locks into Lake Superior. There's had to be dredging done for the last few years to deepen those canals. This year we shouldn't have any deepening, mostly just maintenance and marinas for dredging, and that's about it.
And what does this mean for the local economy as far as the shipping industry goes?
Well, it means that ships can start carrying heavier loads. In the past few years, they've had to cut back on cargo loads because of that draft issue with the shallower waters. But now they can bulk up their loads again and start carrying more cargo in and out of the Great Lakes, which obviously increases our local economy. So that's a huge plus, but we don't have any solid numbers on that yet.
In what ways will we start to see the impact of that shift in the local economy through the increase of the shipping industry?
One of the biggest cargoes coming in and out of the Great Lakes is grains. Like I said, I don't have any numbers on that, but we'll definitely see some more heavier loads coming in and out, which means it's a beneficial factor towards the grain economy, especially in Wisconsin, because that's one of our biggest exports.
And I know the future is hard to predict here, but what do you foresee in terms of the Great Lake level measurements going forward, either in the next year or beyond 5-10 years?
Yeah,
will it continue to depend on the weather?
It will definitely continue to depend on the weather. Great Lakes levels are very cyclical, so they go up and down every year. Depends, like I said, on the ice temperatures and the rain we get throughout the year and the evaporation. But right now, I know that forecasted through August and into the fall, levels are supposed to remain above average. I don't really know predictions 5-10 years in the future. But again, cyclical patterns have shown that this will continue to happen, this deep dive and then returning to normal.
So would you classify this as good news, or could you even say it's is not necessarily bad news, but it is cloaked in a greater conversation about the way in which the weather has impacted the state of Wisconsin in the last year between polar vortexes and some other strange weather phenomena. Yeah. So what does that mean in the bigger picture of things?
I can't say definitely, but I know if we have more winters like we have the last year, not necessarily the polar vortexes, but if we have this continued very decent ice cover across the lakes, levels I think will definitely remain above average. I'm not an expert on the levels, obviously, so I can't guarantee that, but the cyclical nature of it is if we continue having winters like the last couple years, then we'll be good.
Mm-hmm. And what do you continue to look out for as you continue to work with and research the Great Lakes?
Well, we have a couple big stories coming up, not necessarily on lake levels, but the Great Lakes are a big news lately, especially with the shipping industry and the invasive species that are happening. So in the next couple of weeks, next month or so, we'll have some big stories coming up on the Great Lakes.
Great. And as you look at this story specifically, is it possible that things will return to us? I know that you said you're not quite sure what normal is supposed to be. Is that because we've seen levels that are below average and above average, and we don't really have a sense of what's normal anymore?
Yeah, I think that is a sense. I mean, I grew up on the Great Lakes my entire life, so I've seen fluctuating waters since I was a kid. So I don't know what's normal. I don't know if anyone now knows what's normal, especially with the deep dive last year to being a record low, coming back up almost 2 feet this year, 1 to 2 feet this year, and being back above average, which is a huge jump.
Mm-hmm. Well, Erin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Erin Coy has been covering the Great Lakes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
And we'd like to hear your experiences of the Great Lakes. If you have property on the lakes, been vacation, been swimming, do you see higher water levels this year? Have you seen low water levels in previous years? How has that affected your life? Or if your livelihood depends on the lake levels. Like to hear from you, too. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR, send us a message on the Central Time Facebook page, or email talk@WPR.org.